Wida Barrio wins Breeders' Cup Classic at Santa Anita. Arcadia, California favored Wida Barrio took over at the head of the stretch and won the $6 million Breeders' Cup Classic at Santa Anita Park on November 4 by one length over Derma Sotogake, a 25-1 shot. Arabian Knight shot right to the front and led the field through fractions of 22.46 seconds, 45.73, and 1 minute and 10.28 seconds while under token pressure from Saudi Crown, with Wida Barrio tracking in third. On the far turn, Saudi Crown retreated and Wida Barrio moved to the leader, quickly taking the advantage and opening up on his rivals. "I thought he was a winner the whole way around the track," trainer Rick Dutro told NBC. "He broke good. He was setting a couple horses in front of what he liked, come up on the outside, and when he did that, I knew we had nothing in our way. It was only a matter of someone coming to catch us." The victory was the fourth Breeders' Cup victory for Dutro and second in the Classic, having won in 2005 with St. Liam. Mr. Dutro regained his trainer's license January 17 following a 10-year suspension after New York racing officials charged him with medication and administrative violations, including finding syringes with unauthorized medication in his barn. Mr. Dutro began training Wida Barrio on May 23 after his previous trainer, Safi Joseph Jr., was suspended on May 4 by Kentucky racing officials following the sudden deaths of two of his horses. Jockey Irad Ortiz Jr. won his 19th Breeders' Cup race and second Classic. He guided Vino Rossi to the victory in the 2019 running. Derma Sotogake was in fourth most of the mile and a quarter race, then rallied to finish 1 1/4 lengths over Proxy, who finished a neck in front of Arabian Knight. The 8-5 favorite won in 2 minutes and 2.87 seconds and paid $7.20, $5.20 and $3.80. Derma Sotogake, who finished 12th in the Kentucky Derby in May in his only other start in the U.S., paid $18.80 and $13. Proxy paid $7.80 to show. The race, the centerpiece of the two-day Breeders' Cup World Championships that began Friday, lost three potential starters earlier this week. Go Rocket Ride was euthanized Wednesday after failing to recover from surgery to repair a leg injury suffered while training at Santa Anita last weekend. The three-year-old colt had three victories in his first four races this year, including the Haskell Stakes, and was beaten by a neck by Arabian Knight in the Pacific Classic. Go Rocket Ride was the 14th horse to die from a racing or training injury at Santa Anita this year. Arcangelo, the 2023 Belmont Stakes winner, dropped out Tuesday due to an issue with his left hind foot. Trainer Jenna Antonucci confirmed the issue with the horse's foot, telling FanDuel TV that he's not fully resolving, and we're running out of time to successfully treat the problem before the race. Kentucky Derby winner Mage had been expected to run in the Breeders' Cup Classic, but never made the trip to Santa Anita. Mage had a slight temp and didn't eat up last night how he normally does, co-owner Ramiro Restrepo posted on social media Sunday. "Timing stinks, but lucky we caught it early. Can't run at below 100%. Horse comes first." Following the Classic, Nobles won the $1 million Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint and Elite Power $2 million Breeders' Cup Sprint. The nine-race card began Saturday morning with the $1 million Dirt Mile, won by Cody's Wish in a repeat of his victory at the 2022 Breeders' Cup, finishing a nose ahead of National Treasure, the 2023 Preakness Stakes champion. Saturday's other winners were in Spiral, Goodnight Olive, Master of the Seas, Idiomatic and Auguste Rodin. The 2023 Breeders' Cup began with what was billed as Future Stars Friday, with five races for two-year-olds: the $1 million Juvenile Turf Sprint, $2 million Juvenile Fillies, $1 million Juvenile Fillies Turf, $2 million Juvenile and $1 million Juvenile Turf in front of a crowd announced at 43,377. The all sources handle for the 10-race program was $61,747,341, the third consecutive year the Friday handle has topped $60 million. The on-track handle was $6,541,751. Three horses were injured Friday at Santa Anita. Mountain Bear, a two-year-old colt with eight starts and two first-place finishes, injured his left front leg and was vanned off after finishing second in the $1 million juvenile turf race. His trainer Aidan O'Brien said he should recover in about 4 weeks. "I think he has a non-displaced condylar fracture," Mr. O'Brien said, according to bloodhorse.com. "That's a little fracture down into his canon. It's not displaced. So that's good." Breeders' Cup officials issued the following statement: following the Breeders' Cup juvenile turf, Mountain Bear's jockey Dylan McMonagall quickly dismounted after an injury to the horse became apparent. Mountain Bear was immediately attended to by California Horse Racing Board, Breeders' Cup, and 1/ST Racing veterinarians. He was taken via equine ambulance to the Southern California Equine Foundation Equine Hospital for further evaluation and diagnostics, and was determined to have sustained a non-displaced lateral condylar fracture to his left front leg. He has been returned to the barn in the care of his connections. A full recovery is expected. Bus Buzz, a three-year-old dark bay gelding with eight races and three first-place finishes in his career, was ambulanced off after Friday's 10th race at the Arcadia track, which was conducted after the day's five Breeders' Cup races. He was scheduled for surgery on Sunday, according to a statement from track owner 1/ST Racing. White Moonlight, a six-year-old bay mare with 13 career races and four first-place finishes, bled after finishing fifth in Friday's third race, her first in the United States, according to the official race chart. Her condition was not immediately available Saturday. Local animal rights advocates who frequently stage demonstrations outside Santa Anita and other Southland tracks plan to be outside the facility again Saturday. And the national nonprofit organization Horse Racing Wrongs announced plans to have a mobile billboard outside Santa Anita Park for 8 hours on Saturday, with video and still images showing what they termed horse racing cruelty and the killing of horses for gambling and entertainment. In back-to-back races yesterday, two horses were ambulanced off, Mountain Bear and Bus Buzz. "What do you suppose the odds were of either being euthanized at the track?" said Patrick Batuello, founder and president of Horse Racing Wrongs. "Yeah, pretty slim." And indeed, Blood Horse is reporting that both are being evaluated, with at least one Bus Buzz already scheduled for surgery. If they can't prevent kills on their most celebrated days, at their most prestigious tracks, of their most prized horses, they can't prevent kills. Period, Mr. Batuello continued. Breeders' Cup officials insisted in a statement last weekend that they've taken all necessary safety precautions for the event. Leading up to the World Championships, the Breeders' Cup has been working closely with Santa Anita Park, the California Horse Racing Board, and our veterinary team to ensure every Breeders' Cup runner is fit to race, organizers said. The Breeders' Cup veterinary team also coordinated with regulatory and track veterinarians across the country to thoroughly review the veterinary records associated with all potential Breeders' Cup runners starting in early October. This expanded veterinary review protocol is designed to ensure, to the extent possible, every horse that made the trip to Santa Anita Park for the World Championships was sound to race and train. Safety always comes first, which is why Breeders' Cup and industry leaders like the CHRB and 1/ST Racing have been longtime advocates for the uniform safety and integrity reforms that eventually became part of HESA. "We are constantly evaluating and updating our safety and screening measures so we can continue to provide the safest possible racing environment,"